This is the Catch Up on Hit with Flick and
Tim. We got into a little bit of trouble here at the office, and it all started with a bouncy ball because we jumped into, well, we were really in the main area of the office yesterday, and we started playing a little bit of handball.
Next to the office's prize Ming Vase collection, which they have.
Now, you took offense to this because I was saying, hey, let's play some handball.
Yeah, and I said, what's handball? Because that doesn't resonate with me. I don't know what that is.
So, what do you call it?
It's Foursquare. The game that we started playing is Foursquare. You bounce the ball across from each other.
Yeah, there's a line in the middle. You're standing in a square. You call it Foursquare.
Yes, because usually there's Foursquare and there's four people because there's four positions. There's King, Queen,
Jack, and Dunce. Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of intos.
I love into. The teacher just walked through it because they have no respect for the game.
If somebody has to serve to you, you say decent. And then they got to serve it to you? Did you ever play that rule?
No, I do love house rules, though.
There are so many different rules.
Because they'd be like, jump out, where you have to, like, all jump out of the square. And
we don't know. I don't know, jump out.
See, different schools, different states, different rules. That's the beauty of Foursquare. It's just so flexible, but we disagreed on the name.
We disagreed, and so we took a quick poll. We went around, we tried to get to the bottom of it. Is it handball or Foursquare?
What are we calling it? Handball or Foursquare?
Foursquare, for me.
Oh, what's the other one that you said?
Downball.
I've never heard
this
that.
This is a two-party race.
Weird. Okay. Sam, handball or Foursquare? What do you call it?
Foursquare.
Nice. Foursquare. What if there's only two people playing?
Downball. Still Foursquares.
Yeah. Yeah, don't try and mess with our heads. Numbers don't mean anything.
What have we got over here? Handball, Foursquare?
Yeah, I'll stick with handball.
Handball or Foursquare?
Handball.
Handball.
Rod?
Handball. I've never even heard the other one.
Handball or Foursquare?
Foursquare.
What if there's only two of you playing?
Two square.
Yeah, so whatever it's called.
Mixed reviews.
Being Foursquare, it's still a huge part of Australian culture.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I can't believe we don't sing about it more often, actually.
When I was in primary school, I used to ask my mum to drop me at school early so that I could get in an extra session of handball in the morning, then recess, then lunchtime, then after school.
Yes.
We were addicted.
Oh, yeah.
We had rankings in our class, in our year.
Amazing.
And in the school, and we knew where our school lined up against other schools.
Amazing.
As well.
So Tim's a real big fan of the class system, and he wants to bring that in for schools of Central Victoria. Well, he wants to bring it in with the students to find out who is the best Foursquare.
Sure, we can call it Foursquare. We'll just let bygones be bygones. You
actually
say Foursquare, I'll say
kid,
handball.
If you're a kid, 13, 12, 16, you're playing it right now, what's it called?
What do you call it?
From you.
But I want to find Bendigo's, I want to put something on, Flick. I've got a dream. Mm-hmm. I want to find Bendigo's best handball player.
I love your dreams.
Now, I've actually already spoken to the Bendigo Stadium, and they've said that we can have a basketball court. I want to put on a competition. I want to put on a tournament. Kids, if you're listening, if you want to get involved, if you want to play in the tournament, I'm going to make it next Thursday, 4 o'clock. All you got to do if you want to register is go to hit.com.au, go to the win page. You'll see the registration thing there, absolutely free. You can come along and we're going to find Bendigo's best Foursquare player.
If you're no good at it, don't worry. Neither was Flick. She was always Dunce and then
You can still come along.
You can
still
come along. Have a go at it. Head to hit.com.au to register.
We are chatting right now with Gold Logie nominee Amanda Keller.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Amanda. Congratulations.
Hello. Well, thank you so very much. How nice of you to call and say congrats. I appreciate that.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Yes, I told you we could do it.
Now.
How does it feel?
Oh, look, it just feels amazing. I mean, I've been in the industry for about 158,000 years, and it's just I never pictured that sort of thing happened, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's for other people. So it's just absolutely out of the blue and absolutely lovely. And I'm just chuffed. And I'm certainly not expecting to win it, but I'm hoping to enjoy just the next month of thinking that I was in that circle.
I've got, I don't know what Ladbrokes are doing, but I've definitely got
Flick put a house
you.
On this, so
it's really? Better, no pressure.
Better win, Keller. No, I'm kidding. But
you better get used to living in a tent.
I hate camping, so you need to win. Could we see like a Taylor Swift, Katy Perry rivalry between you and Grimshaw?
Or Jess Murray. She's also up there, yeah.
I know. Look, the thing is, I am choosing whose kneecaps I'm going to whack with an iron bar. I'm known for my terrible driving, so no one would think twice if I casually reversed over them in a car park. Don't think I haven't been thinking about this kind of stuff.
This is
That's
great
why I love
because
you.
Even if you don't win, at least in like 20 years they'll make a movie out of your life.
Oh, yes.
I know, and I hope I get to play my own mother.
That always happens, doesn't it?
That's right, that always happens. I play my own mother and talk about how incredible it used to be when I was the ripe age of 56.
Now, Amanda, you haven't met Flick before, have you?
No. What should I know about it? Tell me all I need to know.
Okay, so there's something about Flick that you two actually share.
We've got something in common, Amanda.
Do you want me to guess what it is? Give me one clue and I'll see if I can guess what it is.
Oh,
it's a list.
A list?
We're on a hit list together. You and I both are.
Hit list makes
No, we are. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
So you and I are both listed on Radio Today's top 20 funniest women in FM radio, right? You're number one. And I'm number 20, but...
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
But is it okay, though, Amanda? Because I've been telling my mum that they counted up, so...
That goes up.
Is it okay?
You just scraped in.
For your mother, Flick, I'll take a hit for the team.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, and your mother thinks, I always knew that Amanda was horrifically unfunny. He's just number 20. How'd you make that list? So, yes, I'm happy to play along.
Thank you, Amanda Kelly.
Okay, if you bump into Flick's mum, just mention.
If you see Trish Eva, you'll be like, oh, how good is Flick?
Right. And then I'll tell your mum that I've got your kneecaps on my list as well.
She'll love that. She loves you, so she'll take that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Amanda, thanks so much for chatting to us. And, hey, fingers crossed for the Logies. We're so stoked for you.
You are so sweet. I really appreciate it. It's so nice to talk to you both. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda Kelly. Good luck. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've seen a debate on the internet. The question is, do you put deodorant on before you go to bed? Flick and I are both firmly in the no camp. We put it on in the morning, first thing when we wake up.
Josh, deodorant before bed, do you do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And do you do it?
I do.
Do you double up? Do you do it in the morning as well?
No. So basically what the deodorant was, is I used to wear lots of work shirts to work all the time. And it used to give me the irrits on hot days that when you're walking around doing heaps of work and that, and you would start to get a bit sweaty. And you go, what the hell? So you'd be really conscious of it. So I Googled it, saying, what's going on? And it actually says, heaps of scientists say basically, put it on before bed, because it takes extra, like 18 or like 10 hours actually to kick in and close up your pores and actually stop you sweating.
Josh has the science behind it.
Josh Googled this. We didn't even go that length.
All right, Josh. Yeah. Thanks for
Josh, I love that.
Filling us in. All right, there we go.
I don't like the term clogs your pores because I feel like I'm constantly trying to unclog it. That's what Josh's science has said.
There we go. We got somebody else on the line. Who have we got here?
We've got Matt. How are you?
Matt, g'day, Matt. Do you deodorise before bed?
Of course, mate. You don't want to go to bed and wake up all stinky. I get sweaty. I get sweaty when I sleep, so I put it on. Just for my own benefit and my partner's benefit, of course.
That's really nice.
For the partner's benefit.
Yeah, and the mattress. And the mattress protector.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, you've got to be careful sometimes, though, because it goes a bit grainy, so it feels like someone's had a titty litter in your bloody bed for you.
What off-brand deodorant are you using, Matt?
Oh, no, I don't expect owner, but sometimes you spray a bit closer and it goes a bit crummy.
Oh, yeah. Think,
someone's been eating chips or biscuits in my side of the bed. The kids been in it? No.
For me, I'd be like, is that chips? Yes, probably.
All right, well, I guess we stand corrected, Flicky.
Thanks, Matt. All right, we've got to start doing it.
People are wearing deodorant before bed.
Are you going to do it tonight?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
I'll do it tonight if you do it tonight.
Let's
no way
do
knowing because we don't sleep together.
Big weekend of local footy coming up, and we're chatting to one of our favourite completely real clubs, Chains from the Hyenas.
Morning, Timo. Morning, Flicko.
G'day, Chains. Oh, bloody ripper. How are you, Chains?
Good. I'm fresh as the first day of winter. First day, that's how fresh I am. So I'm pumped. I'm excited.
You're ready.
Big weekend of footy.
What are we looking out for in this round of the BFNL?
Right. Big one. We've got a couple here. Sandhurst v Eagle Hawk at the QEO. That's going to be a huge one, actually. And I reckon, just quietly, as I've said all season, I love what Eagle Hawk are doing, and I reckon they're going to snag another one.
Ooh, against the Dragons. That'll be a deal.
Against the Dragons.
Ooh, on their home ground as well.
On their home ground. I reckon they're going to get this one. Like I said, get down there. That one will be a good one. We've got South v Kangaroo Flat. I think they're going to send the poor old Roos hopping back there down to Kangaroo Flat. Mm. And Golden Square versus Strathfield Say. That's going to be the second big match.
That's a big game. Where's that one being played?
That one's at Golden Square, actually.
Sweet.
I'm pretty sure it's on Square. So, and players to watch from that one, or a player to watch, is Sharpie from the Storm.
Yes.
He's a man to watch this weekend. He's a dead set gold magnet.
How many did you get last week? Like
17 goals last match.
And 11 behinds?
And he got 11 the week before.
Oh, that's what it was.
So yeah, 11 the week before. So it was an absolute time. Oh, now I'll tell you what, he's like a modern day Tony Lockett. I love him.
Oh, so. I've ordered my poster already.
Good. I'll tell you what, I reckon he'll sign it for you too if you're lucky.
Really? Oh, man, that'd be the dream. Hey, what are the hyenas up to this weekend?
Right. So after our friendly down there in Corio last week, a few of the boys have looks like they've just stayed there. They've camped out. We had a couple of suspicious flat tyres on the bus, and they've stayed there. So we take on the Woodstock Warriors, and guys, guess who's in? I can't believe I'm even saying this. The son-in-law of AFL star Robert Divico Domenico, Mark the Flying Bedsheet Featherston, is in this weekend. Now, this you can't miss him because he's the whitest bloke in the world. Honestly, he makes a seagull look like it's tanned. So he'll be up there. He's been playing kick the footy out there with Dipper for the last 3 weeks, so he's going to be a huge inclusion into the side. So we're really looking forward to seeing him come up to the team. But, Timmy, we've got a small problem and we need a huge favour from you.
What's the issue?
Well, we're still a player short and we know that you've got a Guernsey, so we need you to stretch the quaddies and we need you down there at Jim Dunlop Oval at 2:10 on Sunday for this colossal match against the Warriors. Are you in?
All right, yeah, I'll chuck the skins on. I'm ready to go.
You're more tan than Dippy's nephew,
sounds
so you're
good.
In. Yeah, thank you so much, James. Big weekend of footy across Central Victoria. Go the hyenas.
Go the hyenas. Get everyone down there watching footy. It's going to be amazing.
Tim, are you interested? Why I got yelled at by a child?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but I am interested.
Gauging if everyone wants to hear the story. Or...
Yeah.
All right, well, I was at Big W yesterday in the Bendigo Marketplace and, funnily enough, buying deodorant. Hilarious.
Were you really?
What are the odds? Yeah. And I went to the self-serve checkout. There's a bit of a queue at the normal one. Otherwise, I would have gone there. But I was like, it's a self-serve.
You got a couple of items.
And there was one empty register, mm-hmm. or so I thought. So I walked over to it and I put my items down in the area and I realised that there was actually an item already scanned in. And I was like,
Oh.
Neck minute.
What was it? What was the item?
It was a jumper. It said like sweater, something, okay. something. And I was like, Oh, well, this is in use. I turn around, a kid, a four-year-old, so he's no higher than my knees. He's got chocolate on his face.
Good.
He literally yelled at me. Oi, I'm getting it. I don't actually know the words he used, but it was pretty much, I'm using this. I'm buying this. He was using...
What? He's 4 years old and he's manning a self-checkout?
He walked away, but he came back when he realised that this woman was trying to use his register and he said, oi. He did say, oi.
Are you sure it wasn't just a very short man with chocolate on his face?
His mum came up. I'm getting this jumper. And I was like, right, I'll go.
Wait, the mum had the same voice as
the
boy?
No.
Was that the mum just then or was that the boy?
I'll do the mum as this. Oh, you've already scanned. She's really like Disney princess stuff, right?
She's posh.
But this kid was like the lost
boy. And he's like
a
little stabby.
Yeah, he's like Oliver Twist. He's like, you're right. I'm using this one. He's literally yelling at me. I'm using this. I didn't know what to do, so
when
I sort of giggled.
Why was he not standing at the thing? I've used a self-service checkout before. You don't leave them unattended.
I know, but he's four, so he got to that point and was like bored or something. And he obviously went to find his mum to say, I've scanned me jumper.
Because
he's Oliver Twist, so he says, me jumper. Yeah. And left, and so I thought it was free. And then he came back and heckled me, and then mum walked over, and I was still standing there. And she didn't even care. Like, she just sort of went, you've already scanned it, good. And I was like, what's going on? Your son just yelled. I didn't say any of this, of course, naturally. I didn't want
to. But you've already scanned your thing now.
No, I didn't, because I was going to walk away when Oliver Twist yelled at me. and I was like, okay, I'm going. Don't, please, sir. Like, do you want money? Is that what you, do you want my purse? Do you want my backpack? Just take it all. I don't even care. I'm so sorry.
You got accidentally mugged by a four-year-old. He didn't even ask you for anything. You just handed it.
So whoever owns that, whoever is the parent of that four-year-old, I'm impressed because...
You're very... Are you okay?
I would
you
like
seem
my
shaken
license
up.
Back. I kind of need that to drive.
Yeah, the credit cards are cancelled, so don't worry about those.
But my Medicare card and my license, I really appreciate it.
So much happening in the news. So much happening on our show as well.
Oh, we had so many guests.
Look, it's the end of the week. It's Friday. We're getting ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
I reckon we should do a little bit of a Friday wrap-up.
Yeah, okay. So we had a few things on.
No, I mean, like, not just discussing it. I think that we should do a wrap-up.
Like musical rap.
Like a rap, yeah.
You keep saying we.
Yeah, let's do a rap. Can we?
Us.
Yeah.
I think I'm not rapping.
8 Mile, it's R&B Friday. Can we do a rap?
8 Mile, that's your point of reference here. No, I can't do it. You may.
Okay.
We won't be doing one. I'm allowing Tim Rubin, because it's Cruisy Friday, I'm going to let you have a little rap battle with yourself.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on. Do you want a beat?
I'll summarize the whole week in one rap.
The entire week.
Yeah, I reckon I can do it.
Wrap your ears around this, ladies and gents. Are we ready?
I think I'm getting myself in too deep.
We deserve a backing track for
give me a beat. That's good. I like this.
I just produced it at home, me and Skrillex, yeah.
All right, this is about to get very, very
something
wide.
Something will drop, I'm sure.
You ready? Yo, it's the Friday wrap-up. Take a look back and just see how the week will stack up. Not great at rap, so this could be a crack-up. Gonna bring it back, yeah, before we gotta pack up. Spider-Man in Paris scaled a building, saved a baby. Kim K meeting up with Trump like she was the first lady. Dan Ricardo spotted on a yacht, he's partying with Brady. And Barnaby, he's selling his story, kinda shady.
Very shady.
So much this week, hanging on the show, yeah. Chatting with, yeah, Sarah Blasco, yeah. Now she's touring around the country, Bendigo, and she's blowing up the charts, so don't look down for Vertigo. Playing Foursquare, Stella. Hanging out with Logie nominee Keller. Come and get me out the jungle, Jules Morris performing. Tuesday we were shaking from the massive thunderstorm. And yo, it's the Friday wrap up. Packing up the show so you know it's time to back up. And if you missed it, you know it's been a crack up. Hit.com AU if you want to get the catch up.
I loved it. I loved it.
I'm a rapper.
It was great.
Ladies and gentlemen.
As you said, exceptionally white. But it worked. You got
touring
it all in there.
To a rap club near you. Is that a thing?
RSL. Do rap clubs exist? Yes, RSL, Rap Society. Yes. That was great, Tim. I mean, the word great, I use it a lot. But that was...
This is a great rap battle. Normally, you don't finish and then just get compliments. So, yeah, I'm loving it.
I'm just surprised you actually did it. Congratulations. I had some raps. You went through with it.